Vitayu, welcome to this week's feature presentation from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos, which airs weekly on AM and FM radio in Vancouver and Nanaimo, British Columbia, and of course, online. You can find program information, broadcast times, and links to the live streams and podcasts at our website, www.nashholos.com. But now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this feature interview, which was recently broadcast on the show.
The book we're reviewing today is Sliding on the Snowstone by Andrew Spook. When Andy Spook asked his father about his earliest memory, he replied, "Russian soldiers carrying corpses away." After hearing about his father's life, Spook decided that this story must be told. Sliding on the Snowstone gives readers a glimpse into the incredible determination that kept the Ukrainian nation alive through centuries of foreign oppression. As Sliding on the Snowstone begins, it is 1932, and 5-year-old Stepan realizes that his tiny village near the town of Vinnytsia has changed forever. Soviet soldiers are picking up the bodies of his starving neighbors on the road. Stepan's description is heart-wrenching. "They began by taking away all our grain. And once they'd done that, they stripped rural Ukraine of all its food produce. There was nothing left to eat. Of course, back then I didn't know all that. I was just a boy. All around them, people are starving to death in front of Soviet soldiers eating and drinking their fill. Stepan's family manages to survive during the Holodomor because of their cow's milk and the Ukrainian will to survive. They tried to crush us, but our spirit was too strong with that Cossack blood inside us. After the Holodomor, the village slowly recovers, but not for long. In 1941, the Nazis invade Ukraine. The villagers rejoice because they are free of their Soviet masters. However, they soon realize that they have just traded one dictator for another. The Nazis demand food and unquestionable loyalty. Whenever there's a problem, villagers are executed. At one point, Stepan and his father are in line to be executed. However, they manage to flee to the west, hoping to escape the war. They get as far as Slovenia through the kindness of strangers. However, their luck ends here. At the end of the war, Stepan finds himself in a displaced persons camp run by Americans, where he narrowly escapes repatriation to the Soviet Union. Stepan eventually settles in England, where he finds a supportive Ukrainian community. In his later years, he watches in horror as his native Ukraine is ravaged by the Chernobyl disaster. However, he is also thrilled when the Soviet regime crumbles and Ukraine gains its independence. He even returns to his homeland. Andy Spook's historical memoir of his father's experiences is a touching story told with honesty and integrity. The core of the book is a chronological narrative beginning in 1932 during the Holodomor and ending in 2003. Readers whose relatives lived through the Nazi occupation and the post-war era will definitely be able to relate to Stepan's story. This is Andy Spook's first full-length book. Readers will be fascinated by the strength of the narrative and the incredible survival of the Ukrainian spirit, and they should definitely look forward to new works by this author. Andy Spook is a short story writer and poet based in Nottingham, England. He is a member of the DIY Poets, a performance poetry collective in Nottingham. His works have appeared in anthologies such as Mosaic, Stories for Home, and A Menu of Death. He is also the author of the web-based work, The History of Rock and Roll in 99 Tweets. His most recent work is the poetry collection, Droplets of Verse, Selected Poems, Volume 1, 2012. Sliding on the Snowstone is available in North America at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you'd like more podcast links, you'll find them at www.noshholos.com.